Let's get right back to the calls here at Rosie on the House. Why don't we bring Dan into the conversation, and we will get Jim next. Dan, good morning.
Hey, Rosie, here's my question.
Okay.
My garage gets to be like 105, or it's usually 10 degrees cooler than outside when I put the cars in. And I want to know if I have the to get into the attic, it's right above the car, if I can take that piece of wood out and put like an air filter in and it can ventilate the heat out of the garage, would that be a viable way to get the garage cooler?
It might help a very little bit. I don't think it's going to help as much as you would hope that it's going to help. And in that case, it's not going to hurt anything. But don't, if you put a fan right there, you're going to be exhausting the fan from the garage into the attic.
No, I don't want a fan. I just
Okay. You're just
going to take the wood out. You go into the attic and just put like a cheap AC, you know, air conditioning filter to fit that square. That way you keep the dust out from the attic and the air can just flow naturally through there.
Okay. All right. Good. If you're going to do it passively, then it's not going to hurt anything. And just go with one of the cheap spun fiberglass filters. Just laid on top of the attic access hole, and you'll be fine.
Okay, that's all I want to know. Thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. What I wanted to make sure he wasn't doing was power ventilating, because that's another similar question we get fairly often. And, you know, quite frankly, if you're out at the home show today, you're going to find people out there advocating power ventilating your attic. And I can tell you emphatically, never do that. Do not put a power fan that actually pulls the hot air out of your attic. Because when you create that negative pressure, it has to be made up somehow, some way. And very, very often, it's made up by literally sucking the air conditioning through all the little holes in the drywall ceiling throughout your house. And people will put them on, try it, see their bill go up, and call us and want to know why. Well, it's because your attic is cooler because it's sucking the air conditioning right out of your house. Don't spend money power ventilating your attic. It will only cost you more money. Now, if you want to go with one of the passive systems, we call them whirly birds or turbines, those are fine. I believe in ventilating your attic, but I don't believe in power ventilating your attic, okay? And then I have you know, engineer types call me and tell me, yes, but my attic fan power ventilator is solar powered, so it doesn't cost me anything to run. Yeah, right, genius. Well, you're still sucking the air conditioning out of your house, so it is costing you something to run. The price of the air conditioning of the air you're sucking out of your house. So do not power ventilate your attics. Now, while we're in the attic, let me just say this. Don't put radiant barrier up there either, okay? There's a right way to do radiant barrier, and there's a right place for radiant barrier. But I've only seen it done in the desert area of Arizona correctly one time. And the cost was so prohibitive, the chance of ever getting a payback was beyond a mere human's lifetime. And then all the other radiant barrier applications I've seen do absolutely nothing to cut your energy bill. Don't spend money on radiant barriers. I don't have enough time, but I ought to go down the list of all the things not to spend money on. When you're out there at the home show, devices that are guaranteed to cut your energy bill by 30%, 40%, 50%. We ought to develop a list. Here, when you go to the home show, any home show, I'm not demeaning the home show. Home shows do a great service for the community. But you should go educated. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, okay? But we should generate a list that you could go onto our website, RosieOnTheHouse.com, and pull down a list on a guide of the right questions to ask as to any of the particular products. And one of the right questions to ask when they're promising you, saving you 30% of your electric bill, 40% of your power bill, the first thing you got to ask them is, look, are you going to save me 30 or 40% over my entire bill, or are you just going to save me 30 or 40% of my air conditioning bill? Because your power bill is twice what your air conditioning bill is in a typical home. Your bills generally almost double from the off season in February, March, April, to the peak air conditioning seasons of July, August, September. You know, you just about double. So what are you really going to cut? That's the first great question you have to ask. Now we're going to be talking about light bulbs in the following hour. We're going to teach you a whole new vocabulary. Y'all stay tuned.